Well, thank you, Michael and Allie, for just preparing our hearts well, for showing us what it looks like to praise God for who he is, to worship passionately, and just to get ready to hear whatever it is the Lord wants to speak to each and every single one of us individually and as couples tonight. My name is Melinda Parisi, and I have the privilege of serving on our Reengage team here alongside many others that make this ministry possible. And I just want to welcome everyone who's here tonight, especially if you are here for the first time. If you have walked through these doors, tried to navigate your way around campus for the very first time, I just want to extend a special welcome to you, tell you that we are so glad that you would trust us with your Wednesday night. And we are excited to have you. Tonight, during the large group time, if you've been here before, you know that a good majority of the time, we get to hear a story of God's grace in marriage that a couple shares with us. And on occasion, we also like to include teaching materials so that together we can deepen our understanding of God's design for marriage. Just like the inventor of a gadget knows its purpose, its strengths, its weaknesses, and outlines important features and functions in a user manual, we get to embrace God's word as our instruction manual for all things, including marriage. Since Reengage launched over 16 years ago here at Watermark, we have observed four common characteristics that are present in couples who experience thriving marriages. And that's not just during their 6 months of participating here, but long after. So really, the characteristics we're going to talk about tonight become lifestyle principles for daily living in marriage. And we call them the four C's. They are Christ, circle, commitment, and community. So before we take a deeper dive on each of those C's, I'd like to invite you to just take a moment to think back to your wedding day. Most of us could probably say we went to sleep that night believing it was the best day ever, even if there were complications or things didn't go quite according to plan. Best day ever. Got married to, maybe you would have said, your best friend that day. I know I did. Going into marriage, I really did believe that my husband Michael and I were going to live happily ever after. According to our marriage program, which I was able to dig up thanks to my mother-in-law, I know the writing is kind of small, but we had love, 1 Corinthians 13 there. We weren't believers at the time, but, you know, it's a popular marriage phrase in our case. But one of the things that I want to highlight is that at the very bottom, we said, today we make a promise to love and respect one another for all eternity. We didn't know what we were getting into. We actually falsely believed that marriage was about our happiness. We hadn't heard truths like 1 Corinthians 7:28, which says, yet those who marry will have worldly troubles, or Romans 3:23, which says, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Michael and I had no idea that we were incapable of loving each other the way we said we would without God's help. We, like so many couples that come through Reengage, made one another little g gods of our hearts because we looked to the other to meet all our needs. The truth, however, is that only God Almighty can meet each of our needs exclusively through a relationship with Jesus Christ. So that brings us to our first C, which is Christ. The mark of a thriving marriage is that both husband and wife have an abiding relationship with Jesus Christ. John 15:5 says, I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. Each spouse in the marriage establishes and prioritizes their own personal relationship with the Lord such that they seek Him first and above all else. While we all fall short of the glory of God, Romans 6:23 tells us, "For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." This free gift of grace is available to all who receive and believe in the name of Jesus as the Son of God, who died the death that we deserve, who took our place on the cross and in the grave, but who rose from the dead in new life and ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of God the Father, interceding for all those who confess with their mouth that He is Lord and believe in their heart that God raised Him from the dead. Do you have an intimate, deeply abiding relationship with Christ? If you've never prayed to receive Christ as the Lord and Savior of your life, will you please let one of our leaders know about that tonight? We're all wearing these orange name tags. We would love the privilege of answering any questions that you might have about God's love for you. Romans 5:8 says, "But God shows His love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." If Christ is your Savior, re-engage can help you experience a renewed vitality in your relationship with Him as you invest in your marriage by walking through the doors every week here. Are you spending time in God's Word and applying what you read? Are you imitating Christ in your interactions with your spouse? So again, just by showing up here, you are working on your marriage. Collectively, we are seeking Christ as we pursue oneness with our spouse. If you find yourselves tonight in what feels like the most hopeless situation, we are here to help you find hope in its one true source, that is in Christ, just like we sang about. He is the number one change agent for our hearts to be transformed. If God can rescue me and Michael from the mess we created in our marriage, check out the recorded testimony from last week if you missed it, and He can do the same for you. When Christ is number one in each of our hearts, it sets the stage for these next three. So our next C is circle. If you want to work on and maintain a thriving marriage, it's important to draw a circle around yourself and work on everyone inside that circle, and that is you. For most of us, it's easier to see problems and shortcomings in someone else than to see them in ourselves. When people come to re-engage, the focus is typically on the spouse's issues. Energy is spent thinking about, talking about, trying to fix the wrong that we see in our spouse. But at the end of the day, guys, we can't change them. You see, God has a better way for us, and that's to focus on the one we can change and we can control, which is ourselves. Matthew 7, verses 3 through 5, the short of it is basically we need to get the log out of our own eye to see the speck that is in our friend's eye. The idea of drawing the circle doesn't imply that we haven't been wronged by someone, but that before we try to help another with their wrongs, we need to spend time correcting ours. So a marriage gets healthier when two individuals get healthier. And an individual gets healthier by taking their eyes off of their spouse, trusting in and surrendering to Christ, who has the power to change them. It's in Christ that we find healing for pain that we carry from life's experiences. Tonight, you can begin working on the one inside your circle by praying Psalm 139, verses 23 and 24. "Search me, O God, know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. Point out anything in me that offends you and lead me along the path of everlasting life." Drawing the circle is easier when we are already abiding with Christ daily. So you'll notice these come in a little bit of a sequence here. The third C is for commitment. So couples who model a thriving, healthy marriage are ruthlessly committed to the marriage. Their mindset is not, I guess I'll stay in this, but I'm in this thing with you till death do us part. Christ gives us a picture of this in Matthew 19:6 when he says, "So they are no longer two, but one flesh. What therefore God has joined together, let not man separate." Committed couples believe the truth that God is the binding agent in marriage and that marriage represents God's covenant love for his people. They know their marriage is so much bigger than them or the trouble that those who marry will have. They know who God is. He is on the throne of their hearts, and they stand on his promises. Practically speaking, these couples do not look for a way out when the other person is not meeting their every need, because they know the Lord is the only one who can meet their every need. Around here, we like to use an image of being in a room with all the doors closed. So think of lots of doors. They're all closed. In closing the doors, a committed couple is rejecting exit strategies, which are things like holding on to that divorce card, a physical or emotional affair, pornography, drugs, alcohol, kids, work, hobbies, busyness on your phone. Basically, living in an undivorced state by not investing in the marriage because good energy is being given elsewhere. Tonight, if you find yourself looking for a way out, or if you have one foot out an open door, our prayer is that you would continue investing in your relationship with Christ to allow his ways to become your ways. Doing marriage well takes practice and encouragement, and we will never perfect it this side of heaven. So the goal is to keep moving in the right direction. Doing this well in isolation is impossible. So that brings us to our final and fourth C, which is community. We were not meant to try and figure out this life alone. Each of us needs a consistent group of fellow believers in our lives who will love us enough to accept us where we are, but also love us enough to not allow us to stay there. Blind spots are called blind spots for a reason, guys. We can't see them ourselves. We need people to help us see them. The kind of group that we call community knows us, prays for us, helps us, encourages us, listens to us, cries with us, challenges and admonishes us. Hebrews 10:24 says, "And let us consider how to stir one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near." Over the years of Reengage, we've seen that a common denominator in couples who finish Reengage and then find themselves in a ditch 1, 2, 3 years down the road, each one of them did not cultivate and maintain authentic relationship with other believers in a small group when their closed group finished. This Reengage community on Wednesday nights, it is God's provision to help you experience transformation in this season. And when you're finished with Reengage, it will be crucial for every couple to find a small group to continue experiencing what you have experienced here. We would go as far as to say that the most important night at Reengage is the Wednesday night immediately following your celebration. Why? Not having a plan is planning to fail. What will that night look like? What will the nights beyond that look like? God designed marriage to reflect his glory. He wants us to have a thriving marriage because of what we sang. He has good plans for us, guys. He will help us, but we must let him guide us. Will you invite God to help you take ground in one of these four C's this upcoming week? I'd love for you to just think about that for a moment. make a mental note, and then commit that that's the one I'm going to take action on this week, starting tonight.